man, tonight on the Lost Discs radio show, here we are live. We're live on Veterans Day, November 11th of 2005. Yeah, this is Jim E. Knight sitting in here with you for the next hour on our shortwave dial there, 7415 megahertz, and of course 5.110 megahertz on your shortwave radio out of WBCQ from Monticello, Maine, USA. And Dr. Doc Brown is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
And I'm wearing my rock kickers.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he is. He got those steel-toed boots on, man, with the big hole in them.
And the steel's showing through. I was thinking maybe I'll shine the steel up.
Now, I'll tell you what kind of a guy Doc Brown is, that he wears a hole in the toe of his steel-toe boots.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, come on. What's going on behind the scenes when he's not on the air with us here, folks? Well, we only know the half of it, and you folks, you don't even know the half of it. Well, tonight we're going to put a lot, we're going to do some action, of course. Now, it is Veterans Day, so you'd all be disappointed if we didn't do something.
Sometimes I even wear wool socks in the summer with these on.
Now, that's bad taste, right? That's bad fashion sense, right? You'd be disappointed. And I'm not trying to put you down. I'm just trying to
make a
connection here.
What?
No, seriously.
Well, go ahead.
You'd be disappointed on Veterans Day if I didn't do something in poor taste.
That's true.
Which is coming up later. But we're going to place a phone call to Pittsburgh, PA. And we're going to get Joe Stacks on the line. All right, stand by, folks. Let's see if we can get him here. Oh, there's dial tone now. And let's see how he answers the phone tonight. It's ringing.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Is Joe Stacks in the house, please?
Talking.
Joe Stacks, this is Jim E. Knight from the Lost Discs radio show.
Jim, how the heck are you?
Well,
am I the lucky prize winner tonight?
Joe, turn down your radio.
Sir, a little feedback. Can you turn down your internet stream, sir?
Yeah. Well, you guys, I guess there's a little time lag. I was just tuning in to you at 7.415.
That's right.
You were competing very seriously with some Asian classical music, which was most intriguing, but it just wasn't Lost Discs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now that brings up a good point, Joe.
I just heard the piece about Doc and his steel-toed boots.
Oh, did. Right. You did hear it. Oh. Okay, so you've got a little bit of the signal out there in Pittsburgh, PA?
You got it.
Okay, well, we have no signal here in southern Connecticut, where we actually have our studios. So, folks, we're curious as to, well, first of all, where are you tonight if you're hearing this program on your shortwave radio? And then which frequency are you getting it from, 7415 or 5110? Now, here comes an email already. Folks, people do it. They get on, right, live on the computer, and they type it in. It's lost@wbcq.us. And here's J.J. Johnson from North Carolina emailing it in. He's giving us a good report. He's getting us on both frequencies tonight with a little bit of fading and a little bit of noise on each. And he wants to do what? Something about Jack and the Beanstalk and recreate the phenomenon with what? I'll have to catch up with that later. But the excitement is that if we have enough time later at the end of the show tonight, we are going to play this guy's CD that he sent.
Oh, we have time.
We're going to make time, like in the last 5-10 minutes of the program, to do his Rack My Brain Challenge, right? Where he sent in a CD.
It's for you, Joe.
And he said, it's some 60s music. You'll probably recognize it. But you got to tell the names of the groups. So we figured, okay, we're not going to listen to it until we put it live on the air. And that's one of the reasons that we got Joe Stacks on tonight. So Joe, sit back and hold on tight. We're going to go into some stuff for Veterans Day in a little bit. But first, we're kicking it off tonight on the show, man. Yeah, with the Fabulous Pack. A little Detroit action, folks, off the Lucky 11 Records label tonight on the Lost Discs radio show.
Well, it started just a little bit north of Detroit now. This new dance by the Y-Track. Radio.
Radio show with Pro. That's another fantastic one.
That's another great show with Doc Brown and the other guy in it.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you.
Lost Discs Radio.
Young men, have you decided how you will fulfill your military obligation?
I woke up this morning, and what did I see? A land blessed with plenty, and the people all free. And I lifted my eyes to God's heavenly sight, and prayed that the land would still be free at night. I thought of the people, not so lucky as I, who knew not of such freedom neath God's wonderful sky. And I humbly thank God, for He planned it should be, that I'm an American, contented and free.
I woke up this morning, and what did I see? The land blessed with plenty, and a people all free. And I lifted my eyes to God's heavenly sight, and prayed that the land would still be free.
I thought of the people, not so lucky as I, who knew not of such freedom neath God's wonderful sky. And I humbly thank God, for He planned it should be. But I'm an American, contented and free. Contented and free.
Senator Kennedy wants us to withdraw from Iraq. Well, Senator, I'll tell you what, let me put this in terms you can understand. You see, Iraq is like an Irish pub, and the insurgency is like a bottle of whiskey. Well, it's only half drunk, and last call is 4 hours away. Is it really time to leave? Do you follow my logic?
Young man, have you decided how you will fulfill your military obligations?
She said they nailed you to the cross. They wanted you to die.
Called a soldier a long way from home. A sentry in the night. His house is a tent and his bed is the ground. Yet still he knows his right.
Shame on you.
For freedom cannot rest today. Freedom cannot rest.
Shame on you.
He's the cause. Freedom cannot rest.
There's an old saying.
He still thinks his country is the best in the world.
Fool me once.
He wants to keep it free.
Shame on.
He also has something to prove to himself.
Fool me once.
His land and you and me.
Shame on you.
Choose army. The future's up to you.
Fool me once.
You got a future.
Fool me once.
You got a
fool me once.
You got a,
I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
Investigate what the Army has to offer.
Shame on. Shame on you.
Investigate what the Army has to offer.
Shame on.
I am not afraid of anything.
Shame on you.
Investigate what the Army has to offer.
Shame on.
Hey, I better get out of here before I get killed.
Shame on you.
Investigate what the Army has to offer.
They're capable of anything, even murder.
I am not
shame
afraid of anything.
Shame on you.
They wanted you.
All right, just wait a minute. Shame now, nobody is trying to legislate or dictate your private morals. Even if we wanted to, I don't think we could.
Shame on you.
Holy schizophrenia.
I am not afraid of anything.
Shame on you.
I think you and you and you and me are sitting ducks on ground zero.
Shame on you.
They wanted you to die.
Shame on.
First thing will be a white light that'll blind you.
Shame on.
Then
you.
A hot flame that'll burn out.
Take it easy.
But that's not all. Even the air you breathe will be deadly. Everything you touch will give off radiation. Ever hear of Hiroshima? And you won't hear it. It'll happen suddenly. There'll be no warning.
Shame on you.
You got a future.
Shame on
you. You got a future.
Shame on you.
You got a future.
Shame on you.
You got a future. You got a future.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Lord, am I sick of hearing about that?
You got a future. You got a future. You got a future.
they said they saw him in the morning, but they just couldn't understand why he was crying. He came upon them without warning and told them of the things he left behind him dying. Why did he come to our fair city? Why did he say the things that only make us worry? He said it killed but showed no pity. It came upon him like the devil's raging fury. Why did it spare him? Why is he here? Who's this stranger that walks among us? And why is he here? Why did he live? Maybe a deal's been made between them.
Microphone now is a member of the Screaming Eagle Division who has smoked marijuana. Private Christian Flower. Private Flower, could you tell us about the widespread use of marijuana among American troops?
Yeah, sure. Well, let me put it like this. I mean, there's some of us that use it, and then there's some of us that don't use it at all.
In other words, use is widespread.
No, but...
Private Flower, what we're wondering is whether back in the States you might have been a member of some weird... militant commune under the thrall of an hypnotic and sometimes bizarre leader who initiated you into dope smoking and killing.
No, that happened here.
Private Flower, what we want to find out is what effect this marijuana habit, what effect does it have on the fighting man?
Oh, I don't know, man. You'll have to ask him. I'm just the clerk typist.
Doesn't it make you want to kill?
Being a clerk typist? Nah, it's kind of a drag, really.
No. Does smoking marijuana in a combat situation make you want to kill?
Oh, no, man. It makes me want to type.
Just what are you trying to cover up?
Easy, easy. We won't get anything out of him that way.
Damn right.
Now, tell me, Private, you've got buddies, don't you? Hmm?
Sure. As a matter of fact, there's this one guy. He's my pal. He's from, San Diego, Minnesota.
Sure you do. Well, tell me now. Do your buddies smoke marijuana?
Wait a minute.
Now, suppose you tell us exactly what effect marijuana would have on, say, a whole unit of men.
Oh, that would be one stone unit, man.
And by that, you mean they would be set off into a frenzy of murder and pillage?
No, they'd probably be giggling a lot, like I'm doing.
just...
All right, Private Flower, let's get down to cases. As an admitted marijuana smoking soldier, what do you think was responsible for the massacre? Rock and roll music?
Sex education?
Permissive pornography?
No. I think that the fact that the mess hall serves meat has made us cannibalistical towards our fellow human beings. You know, way too much yang in our diet, man. Not enough yin. It's got us, you know, yang in when we should have been yin in.
And so a combination of factors probably contributed to the unfortunate incident. Among them, marijuana, rock and roll, sex, and bad meat.
Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost...
Sure Shot!
Old chemist's attic, so dreary and so mean. Oh, smell the fearful odors of nitroglycerine. They're busy building bombs and filling cans with nails, and little starving kitties set up this tearful wail. Oh, it's
Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. It was thrown by Brother John.
Brother John,
Mama's name is Ben, and the coppers all know Dad.
So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
In a dark and dreary attic, all filled with nitro fumes, they spend each waking hour planning others' dooms. They build bombs every morning, so not a day goes by that from some smoking building goes up this mournful cry. Oh, it's
Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. The last one, it was thrown by Brother John.
Brother John,
Mom's name is Ben, the Papa's all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
They're taught bomb building from the day they're born, and peace is something they all learn to scorn. They can hardly wait to see the blast and hear the noise, and watch the heads go flying off little girls and boys. Oh,
it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. The last one, it was thrown by Brother John.
Brother John,
Mom's name is Ben, and the coppers all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
She was maiming little children one fine day, when her older brother swore she'd have to pay. Grit his teeth and pulled the pin, the whole darn house caved in, and I bet she's building bombs below this day. Oh, it's
Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. The last one, it was thrown by Brother John.
Brother John,
Mom's name is Brad, and the coppers all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. It's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
So, just so I'm clear, you're telling me that you can't get high smoking hemp.
Have fun.
And it's just one that all the kids can sing along to, you know. Here tonight live on the Lost Discs Radio Show, once again, November 11th, 2005, on your shortwave radio dial, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, well, we've done what we could. We've put our foot in our mouth once again. We do it live, though. That's, you know, from a distance. And it makes it safer that way.
Shame on you.
Everybody have fun.
Shame on you, Doc.
Shame on you.
No, shame on George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Now, that was the point of that. Joe Stacks is on the line of Pittsburgh. He made this point earlier tonight. Joe, are you on the line there? Can you hear me?
I'm still holding.
Okay. Joe, you're making... Joe, you were making the point earlier, and we'll just throw it out there real quick. It's questionable. Something's questionable when you think about Veterans Day, and you're trying to pay tribute to the veterans, but then at the same time you've got this president that you're not really sure of, and you made a good point. Joe.
Glad I did.
Can you make that point again for us, please?
You know, it's been so long, and I've been drinking so heavily, I've forgotten what that point was already.
It's questionable whether or not George W. Bush is really a veteran.
Oh, well, yeah, nobody is. You know, Bush was in PA today, yakking it up, and, you know, nobody knows if he was actually served his time or not. You know, Dick Cheney was out there talking it up and going, wow, the veterans, they're the best. And, you know, he got deferment after deferment.
Yeah. See? Oh. Well, right. So shame on them, then, Doc.
Right.
Yeah, but no shame at all for those that did their time.
No shame, for the real guys.
Because those are the guys that actually allow us to sit here and make fun of Bush himself, which is an amazing thing.
I tell you what, here
going
you go.
On over the air.
We've heard in from a veteran tonight, as a matter of fact, so there's no shame in that. Let's see it. This is a guy we hear from on a regular basis, and we're glad of it. It's good old Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota. He's getting a big signal on 5110 kilohertz shortwave, folks, and...
Freedom of speech, defend the Constitution.
And, you know, thanks to guys like Larry for letting us get out there and yak it up like this. Now, speaking of yakking it up, here we go. The reason that we have Joe on the line, really, is because about a month ago, an email came in here to the show. And, folks, if you're digging it, once again, get on the computer and tell them, Doc, what's the email address?
Lost at bcq.us.
Yeah, close. Lost at
BCQ.
WBCQ.
.us.
Yes, correct. And so what happens then is
never get that one
these
right.
People in Ontario, Canada, emailed into the program.
Oh, yeah, this is big news.
This is really cool. This is a guy named Ken, okay? Ken and possibly Ken and Marlene is actually who this says the email's from. They're in West Hill, Ontario.
Joe, did you know about this?
About, like, West Hill?
No, did you know about these people in the Ontario, the big news? Syndication?
No, that's
well,
not
the syndication's out of what? Halifax, isn't it?
We're talking about... That's a whole separate email, Doc.
Oh, all right.
We're going to address that later.
Yes. You're messing me up.
It's Canada.
Yes, we've been in contact... A lot of people in Canada have been contacting this program, including the people in Nova Scotia that have now syndicated our show. Yeah, at some college station, and we're going to...
Bless you.
Yeah, see, I'm talking about Canada, and I'm getting all head colds and stuff now suddenly on the air. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that radio station that's
Hey, Joe, then never mind. I don't even know about this one.
I got to blow my nose, Doc.
He doesn't say bless you. He says shame on you. Okay. No, I'm talking about Ken Grant up there in Ontario. He emailed in about a month ago and said, he says, you know, in Toronto, there is a section known as Yorkville. And back in the 60s, it was full of beatniks and coffee houses. It's a place where Gordon Lightfoot and Joni Mitchell would have started off in, you know. And around 1964, excuse me, yes. Boy,
shame on you.
I've got every ailment known to mankind suddenly. From 1964 through the late 60s, there became a hotspot for rock clubs and vocal groups and garage bands. And so anyway, he gives a list of like 10 different garage bands out of this Yorkville section of Toronto. And he says, do you have anything by any of these groups? It would really be appreciated. We could live up some of the old times. And so I get a hold of Joe Stacks in Pittsburgh. I said, Joe, what do you know about these groups? And Joe has really stepped up to the plate. He's got something on almost every group that this guy mentions. Joe, what do you want to tell us here real quick about Yorkville?
Okay, well, I don't know a lot about the history of Yorkville because the few times that I've been in Toronto, Yorkville is a very upmarket, gentrified little area, nice neighborhood, lots of shopping, you know, very, very trendy.
Yeah.
But apparently back in the 60s, it was a combination of, like, the Haight-Ashbury area and Greenwich Village, all in one.
Yeah, sounds like a groove, man. Well, Joe, we over the next couple of weeks, we're going to play a few of these Yorkville area groups for the Yorkville sound, man. And tonight, we're going to kick off this this set with David Clayton Thomas and the Boss Men.
Well, for some of our listeners, David Clayton Thomas may be familiar for being a member of Blood, Sweat, and or Tears.
Yeah.
Andor.
But in the earlier days, he was a much rougher R&B kind of guy.
Yeah.
He hooked up with a group that became known as the Shays, and they cut a few records for a local DJ. Would have come out on the Roman record label. And you remember Jim a while ago? You're taunting me with that Poppers non-LP 45 you had.
Yes, still have it.
Okay, and I asked you, was it on the Roman label?
No. Yeah, no, unfortunately, no, it's not.
It's not, but that's okay, because I just wanted to make the point that Roman was a local label run by a local DJ, a guy named Duff Roman, who was apparently a popular guy on local CKEY radio, and he used David Clayton Thomas and his first band, the Shays, to play at his club, and they cut a couple of records for him. Now, things being what they are, you know, there was turnover in the band, and David Clayton Thomas, after charting with the Shays, ends up with a new group called the Boss Men. And they put out some more singles. And the one you're going to play tonight is a hot one.
Oh, yeah, it's hot, man. Let's get into it. Are you ready, Joe?
It went big. Play it.
Let's kick it. Tonight, exclusively on the Lost Discs radio show, it is David Clayton Thomas and the Boss Men. Some of that Yorkville sound tonight. Dig it.
Just can't be in the home of the free man, the land of The International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation presents
Lost Discs Radio, running on a BCQ.
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio, running on a BCQ.
On WBCQ.
We got Jimmy Knight, Dr. Doc Brown, old Joe Stacks is sometimes around on Lost Discs Radio, running on BCQ. Wow.
Yeah, man, the out-of-sight sounds now of the Ugly Ducklings. Yes, they were part of that Yorkville sound out of Toronto, man.
So it was a twin spin on the Yorkville beat?
Yeah, are you kidding me? And what about it, Joe? What's up with the Ugly Ducklings?
Well, aren't they just the best snotty garage sound?
Yeah, it's a great sound.
Ever?
But, well, okay, ever.
Well, okay, if not ever, man, they're hot stuff, aren't they?
That's hot stuff.
These cats came on the scene in about 1965. And over the next 3-4 years, with a string of singles, several of which charted in Ontario at least, and maybe nationally in Canada, and an album, they continued that driving R&B garage beat sound. Apparently, at one point, Mick Jagger even proclaimed the Ugly Ducklings his favorite Canadian band.
Hey, Joe. Earlier on there, we actually did another, you know, Doc, you were saying there was a twin spin for that Yorkville sound there. But actually, earlier in the show, right after we played that record by the Fabulous Pack.
Brian Adams, right? He's from Canada, too.
We played a group called Yes. Well, yeah. All right. Thank
well,
you.
Yes.
This is not an 80s show, Doc. I hate to break that to you.
Well, that's right. Rush was in the 70s.
A group called The Sparrow.
Okay.
We played a record called Twisted by The Sparrow. Now, Joe, I'll give you the pleasure of telling us who The Sparrow became.
Sparrow became Steppenwolf.
Born to be wild, maybe.
The Canadian too?
Yeah.
Yeah, the original Sparrows started as a backing group for a guy named Jack London, probably in like 62 or 3, kind of doing the Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks kind of thing where, you know, you got these guys who are backing the bigger name who then spin off into their own sound and become even bigger.
Yeah.
Is it all about the birds?
What?
He just said something about Hawks and then they turn into the Sparrows? Did I miss something?
No, I was comparing them. There was a guy, a vocalist named Ronnie Hawkins.
Hawkins and the Hawks.
And the Hawks.
And, the
and his backing band eventually started backing Bob Dylan and became known as The Band. And became even bigger than the guy they started with.
Right.
And just like the Sparrows backing up old Jack London, moved on to become just The Sparrow and eventually Steppenwolf.
All right.
And the rest is his story.
How about the Robins?
Joe, now listen. Joe, here's the thing. We're gonna turn down Doc's mic so that we can move on.
Where did they come from?
So that we can move on to J.J. Johnson's 15 Minutes of Fame Rack My Brain Challenge. All right? So, again, folks,
this will work out better than Stump Joe Stacks.
You know what I mean? People are in touch with us. They say, hey, man, can you play some rare Canadian garage band? And what do? We turn around. We give you the garage band action. You know, people want to hear more rockabilly? We play more rockabilly. You want to hear some of that stuff for the vets? We play the stuff for the vets. Now, here's the real excitement. Guy emails in from North Carolina. No kidding. This guy named J.J. Johnson. And he was looking on our website. And he answered a question that Dr. Doc Brown has on his biography at our website. And long story short, he got the right answer to this ongoing trivia question. And folks, you could check it out too. Type it in the computer browser there, you know, and it's lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com.
Or type in Lost Discs Jockeys in quotation marks, and it'll come right up.
In Google. Yeah, type that in Google, Lost Discs Jockey. Yeah, spell the word discs with a C. And if you do type in the tripod address, there are no www's in front of a tripod. It's just lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. That will bring you to our main page for this program. And anyway, on the biography there, Doc has a little trivia question going, and we'll let you find that out on your own if you're up for it. So he emails the program. He says, hey, I think I got the answer. He got it right. We turned around and gave him 15 minutes on our program, which we fulfilled last week. He sent in a CD of stuff involving Carl Spackler. For those people that are in the studio tonight, take a look up at the top of the closet there. At the very top in the center, you'll see Carl Spackler proudly displayed now in our studio.
It's in between the sign that says, let's get loaded, and Elvis slept here.
Yeah. Elvis slept here. Okay. Well, anyways, J.J. Johnson then sends in a second CD, like a week later. And all it says on it is, 15 Minutes of Fame,
Rack My Brain Challenge.
Well, I guess the idea is we're supposed to play this music and say who these groups are.
So hence, here we go. Joe Stacks online.
Okay. Joe, are you queued up there? Are you ready to go?
Let's rock and roll.
All right, let's do the challenge. We've not listened to this CD. I've never heard it. Doc has
never heard it.
And certainly Joe Stacks has not heard it all the way out there in Pittsburgh, PA. Folks, let's do it. Let's see what's happening. See if we can name it.
Discs Radio, 15 Minutes of Fame, proudly presents the Up and Down Old Memory Lane Rack My Brain Challenge.
Rack My Brain!
Oh, well, that's Ringo Starr. That's Ringo.
I think that's just the introduction music.
Okay.
I don't think it started yet.
No, I think... Well, we got the intro. Wait, here we go. No, it's still the same song. Joe, are you excited?
I'm thrilled. Like a $10,000 pyramid where we go bing and moved on to the next one then?
Yes,
kind of like
here
that.
Comes the next one.
Tonight's Rack My Brain segment includes three cuts of a famous composer's songs.
The challenge of sorts is to name that composer and to name the group honoring that composer with their knockoff renditions. We begin with two of the more obscure cuts, and then, pausing for contemplation, play The Dead Giveaway, cut three. Dig it.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Starting to throw hard, rockin' at the mail, never fail at the mail, let come around, say, ow! Too much monkey business.
Oh, well, that's the Beatles.
Too much monkey business.
Too much monkey business. Who did the original?
Berry.
Chuck Berry. Ding, ding, ding. Wait, I need a bell or something. Get, somebody get me.
We used to have one. Where is it?
We used to have a bell. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Come on, where is it? Where's the little bell?
I don't know. We had a little bell.
Oh, you had that somewhere else.
What do you mean by that?
At the end of Crazy Balls.
Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business on me.
I think the answer is Beethoven.
Yes. This is an old Beethoven tune, isn't it? Yeah.
Shame on you.
Ow. Well, once again, Doc will be blowing out the board tonight. He fries the equipment every week, folks. You know how expensive it is to do this show? Yes, Too Much Monkey Business, recorded by the Beatles, probably at one of their BBC sessions. Or their Ready, Steady, Go sessions. Or their Top of the Pops. So, yeah, all right.
The only composer I know.
Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry did the original. That's it. What's the question then?
The question is, what famous composer do they all have in common?
Really?
Yeah.
That's the question?
That's why I said Beethoven.
Monkey business. How does that tie in with Beethoven again? Well,
I said, it's the only composer I know.
Well, Chuck Berry did Roll Over Beethoven, which the Beatles also covered.
Oh.
Or, all right. Shesty says it ties in with 2001 A Space Odyssey and the monkey in the beginning, and that would tie it in with Richard Strauss and the Zarathustra theme. Oh, man, come on. We know. You really think he's going that far with it?
You got to rack your brain, man.
Okay, here we go. Cut number two.
Oh, Carol.
Well, once again, it's Carol, which was originally done by Chuck Berry. Is that right, Joe? Is this Chuck Berry, too?
Another Chuck Berry tune.
I still think it's Mozart.
It's all Grieg to me. All right, folks, while we're doing this, once again...
Amadeus.
You could be emailing in your... Now, listen, folks. You could be emailing in your smart-ass answers right now before the show is over. Get on the computer. Type it in. lost@wbcq.us. And let us know where you're at tonight getting the shortwave signal and which frequency you're hearing us on, man.
Christmas Carol.
WBCQ.
The Hallelujah Chorus. Who composed the Hallelujah Chorus?
Handle.
Handle, yeah.
Yeah. See, you're getting a handle on it now.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of dance if it takes me all night day.
This is very exciting. Right, Joe, how you feel about all this action, man?
Feeling good. I want to go for the new car.
That's right. We got two for two. Seems like the price is right. Tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, live on November 11th.
Hey, how about
2005?
How about we try to guess what the Dead Giveaway song is going to be?
I think the Dead Giveaway song is going to be Roll Over Beethoven, as covered by the Beatles, which was originally done by Chuck Berry.
Oh, prediction. You see.
Prediction. It's a prediction. And I also think there's not going to be a pandemic of bird flu this season. That's another prediction. And I also think that... Okay, I'm going to stop now. I was going to say something about the president wetting his pants, but... we know that's true. Even though the media puts a spin on it, you know. Hey, he spilled his Dr. Pepper. What do you want?
So then until you're hard away, I've got to let a dance if it takes me all night day.
Here we go. Number three's got to be a dead giveaway.
We're going to pause.
Here comes,
think.
Man. Here it comes. Stand by.
This is the pause to think.
Well, you've probably already figured out the composer and artist of our first two cuts. But just in case you haven't, we're going to play one more, and we're going to call it the dead giveaway.
It's the dead giveaway. Theme music.
Theme music again. For the... It's Roll Over Beethoven, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Joe, is this Roll Over Beethoven?
Yes.
Is it the Beatles doing it? Seriously, I need a bell in the studio.
It's Johnny, be good.
Oh! And the twist! Now, come on! Close enough, right? That's John Lennon singing, I know it. Okay, all right.
Johnny, was his name John Beethoven, his first name?
Johann is what? That's John.
It's John, see?
That's John.
Telling you.
Johann, yeah. What? Johann Sebastian Beethoven?
How did they get Amadeus from that?
Yes. People. The humanity of it. Now look, we're short on time, so I'm going to fast forward this to see if he has any closing comments, okay?
I still think it's Beethoven.
Yeah, okay. Oh, technology is wonderful.
Listening to Lost Discs.
Wait, what did he say?
You've been listening to Lost Discs Radio, like 15 of Minutes of Fame, featuring the Up and Down Old Memory Lane Rack My Brain Challenge. And you got it right. Tonight's composer, Chuck Berry, with knockoff artist, The Beatles.
Crap.
We want to send off a real special thank you to Jim E. Knight, Dr. Doc Brown Jr. III, MBSA,
and Joe Stacks,
and Chesty Brodesky for sponsoring tonight's 15 Minutes of Fame.
What about Joe Stacks?
And now back to our regular scheduled programming.
Hey! Wait, say Joe Stacks. Wait, he's going to come...
Rack my brain!
He's going to come back on and say something about Joe Stacks, right? Come on. Oh my God!
You know, I have to say, the production on this pretty good.
That's superior to the last one, and the last one wasn't bad.
Right.
Right. Well, there's another email coming in. Let's see if we can get it here before the show's out. Oh, Chris Augustus emails in with his answers. Let's check this out now. Chris Augustus in East Tennessee writes in and says that "Too Much Monkey Business" by the Beatles, yes. BBC, yes. Composed by Chuck Berry, yes. Carol by the Beatles, right. Also Chuck Berry. And Johnny B. Goode, doing by the Beatles, also composed by Chuck Berry. Yeah, well, all right. That's all well and good. That's correct. So now what happens? We win, and this guy in Tennessee who just emailed in, he also wins. So now we get... How are we going to split the prize money? Joe?
Let's take it all down to the track.
We're going to the OTB, man.
Double it. And then we just split it 50-50.
Yeah. But 25-25-25. You know, in the year 25-25, we might make some money from this show. Oh, God, the references, people. The references. Well, it's time to go. You know, we're way past our time, and the people at the transmitter WBCQ are telling us to stop. So, Joe, I'm going to sign off with you tonight, and Godspeed to you, Joe Stacks.
See you, Joe.
Good night and God bless. And if you're in Yorkville, stop at Wanda's Pie in the Sky and have dessert.
Certainly will, Joe. And you catch us next week live over WBCQ here for the Lost Discs Radio Show.